The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Would you agree with me that we normally protect the things that are really important to us? I think you would agree with that. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Would you respond the same way if someone came into your home and, you know, they're over for dinner and they ask for an ink pen to sign something or take a note or whatever, and they stick it in their pocket or they stick it in their purse, an ink pen? Would you really flip out over that? Yeah, probably not. You probably wouldn't say anything unless it was some prized possession or something. However, if those same people who came to your house for dinner tried to sneak out the front door with a prized family heirloom, you probably would not allow that to happen because that's precious to you. We protect the things that are important to us. Well, it is interesting what the entertainment industry considers important. Why do I say that? A Los Angeles jury, the beginning of this week, ordered the filtering company, video filtering company VidAngel, to pay $62.4 million in damages. Now, what's this all about? Some of you have heard of VidAngel. VidAngel was started several years ago by a guy named Neil Harmon. He was sick and tired of the sex, profanity, violence in so many movies. And yet the selection of movies that didn't have all of that stuff, the selection was getting smaller and smaller. So he began VidAngel. And VidAngel would take movies and they would edit them. Now, the only thing they edited was the violence, sex, and profanity. Nothing else. And they tried to do it in a very, very creative way so that it wouldn't hurt or harm the storyline. In other words, the movie told exactly the same story. They just got rid of the gratuitous violence, sexuality, and profanity. Obviously, some movies, if they did that, there wouldn't be anything left except maybe the closing credits. Agreed. But many, many movies were fine movies, had a great story. And I've heard this for years. Well, yeah, there was a lot of sex and violence, but the story was so great. Really? Yeah, I've heard that for years. So VidAngel was begun to clean up. And again, the only thing they removed, violence, sex, and profanity. Well, Disney, Lucasfilm, Warner Brothers, and 20th Century Fox said, you can't take out our violent sex and profanity. You can't do that. And VidAngel said, well, why not? We're not destroying the storyline. We're just taking out what offends our audience, the people that subscribe to VidAngel. Customers could buy, at the time, they could either buy a hard copy, which, by the way, the proper premiums were paid to the movie companies, or they could buy a digital streaming version for $20, and then they would sell it back to VidAngel for $19 if the movie was returned in 24 hours. So it actually resulted in a $1 rental. Now, they said that was okay because they did actually purchase a physical copy and so on and so forth anyway. And they believed that they were protected by the 2005 Family Movie Act. Well, this has been in the courts since 2016. As a result, the company VidAngel declared bankruptcy in 2017. Now, by the way, this is a little company. This is like a mom-and-pop company going up against Disney, Lucasfilm, Warner Brothers, and 20th Century Fox together. Now, and by the way, it wasn't just these companies individually coming after VidAngel. They got together. The biggest movie companies, some of the biggest movie companies in America, Disney, Lucasfilm, Warner Brothers, and 20th Century Fox. And because violence, sex, and profanity is so precious to them, so important to them, it is so important to keep the sex, violence, and profanity in their movies, they went to court in 2016. And on Monday of this week, a jury in Los Angeles issued a judgment that VidAngel would have to pay $62.4 million in damages. The CEO, Neil Harmon of VidAngel, said, quote, "We disagree with today's ruling and have not lessened our resolve to save filtering for families one iota. VidAngel plans to appeal the district court ruling and explore options in the bankruptcy court. Our court system has checks and balances, and we are pushing options on that front as well." VidAngel currently offers a filtering service that removes content from Netflix, Amazon, and HBO shows and movies, but it is prohibited from offering any filtering services from Disney, Lucasfilm, Warner Brothers, and 20th Century Fox. So in other words, get this, Netflix, Amazon, and HBO have said, hey, if you don't like the sex, profanity, and violence, and you want to edit it out, it's okay with us. But Disney, family-friendly Disney. Yes. I just think that it is bizarre that HBO, that is characterized so much by violence, sex, and profanity, have said to VidAngel, yeah, it's okay with us. But family-friendly Disney and Lucasfilm has said, no. Our violence, our sex, and our profanity is just too important to us. Tim Winter, president of the Parents Television Council, watched the trial in person and said he was angry, quote, that lawyers for a multi-billion dollar company were able to squash a little mom-and-pop startup like a bug. He said, I do think it's important for them to appeal. So they are planning on it. They're a tiny little company. They're in the middle of bankruptcy because of the big companies. And boy, you talk about a David and Goliath battle, but I am pulling for VidAngel. I am praying for VidAngel, and I am praying that David, VidAngel, conquers the giant Disney, Lucas, and who else was it? Well, anyway, it is a David and Goliath battle, but I hope the little company VidAngel prevails, and I hope that they find some sympathetic courts that will allow them to simply edit out the garbage, maintain the storyline, the basic content, where families who care about this thing can watch movies with their kids without having to worry about the offense. Good for them. I hope they win the appeal, and we will do our best to keep an eye on that court case. All right, you are listening to Bob Burney Live, and it is time for a little brief break, and then we'll be right back. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Some more news from Liberty University. And once again, it may not be that good when we come back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Liberty University is in the news again. They have been on several occasions recently. A tweet issued by Jerry Falwell Jr., the president of Liberty, received a lot of criticism and blowback. It was vulgar, without any doubt. He later erased or deleted the vulgar portion of the tweet, but I think it caused some damage to his personal reputation on whether it hurt the school or not. I think what hurt more was in his tweet, not the vulgar part, but he removed that, and someone had said, how could a minister tweet something vulgar? And again, it wasn't obscene. It wasn't a cuss word. It wasn't a swear word. It was just vulgar. That's, you know, and it wasn't that horribly bad. It was just something vulgar. And he deleted that. But before he did, several people said, well, how can you as a minister? And Jerry Falwell Jr. said, I want to make something clear. I'm not a minister. Never have been a minister. Never will be a minister. I was a real estate developer for many years, and now I'm a college president. And I am not quoting verbatim, but he basically said, I don't have any responsibility for making Liberty University spiritual. That's not my job. We got people on campus. That's their job. It's not my job. The spiritual is not my job. Never has been, never will be. My responsibility is to bring in a whole bunch of money and put great athletic teams on the field. I think that's very unwise. The president of a Christian university does have a responsibility for the spiritual atmosphere on campus. Maybe he didn't mean what he said. I don't know. But it has caused a lot of concern, even among supporters of Liberty University. And may I say again, Liberty University has done so much good through the years. Jerry Falwell Jr. Jerry Falwell Sr. was a great man of God, a great visionary. Yeah, he did controversial things, but he was a visionary. And one of the things that he established at Liberty was the divinity school, the Bible school, the seminary. People from the outside call it a divinity school. I don't think Jerry Falwell Sr. ever would have called it a divinity school. He would have called it their seminary, their Bible college. He wanted to train preachers, missionaries. And as a result, They built what is probably the most prominent thing on campus, the Freedom Tower, and that's kind of the home of the seminary, the School of Divinity, and so forth. It's very prominent on campus, intentionally so. Several years ago, They changed the name to Rawlings School of Divinity after Dr. John Rawlings from here in Ohio, pastored in Cincinnati for many years. And because of an enormous amount of money put into the seminary from the Rawlings family, not necessarily John Rawlings, the kind of the grandfather, the patriarch of the family, but Harold Rawlings, his son, and the Rawlings Foundation has put a whole bunch of money into the seminary, so they changed the name to the Rawlings School of Divinity. Well, faculty members who teach in the seminary found out their contracts, or at least, let's see, how many? More than a dozen. More than a dozen faculty members in the seminary learned just recently that their contracts will not be renewed, primarily because of declining enrollment in the seminary in the Divinity School. The president, Jerry Fall Jr., explained to Inside Higher Education that the cuts were, quote, a purely business decision that should have been made 3 to 4 years ago. He continued, it's a cultural shift from full-time ministry workers to Christians in all professions working to make a difference. I wonder what his dad would say about that. In other words, he's saying there is a cultural shift on campus. They're moving away from training preachers and full-time ministry workers to, quote, Christians in all professions working to make a difference. So in other words, they're trying to put out professionals, teachers, architects, engineers, doctors, lawyers, all kinds of professionals that are Christians who make a difference in their community. That's great. That's wonderful. That should be the goal of any Christian school that has a liberal arts department, an education department, a nursing department. Their goal should be to produce Christians in every imaginable field, professional field, who will go out into the world and will have a Christian influence in the professional world. But we cannot stop producing preachers, missionaries, full-time Christian workers, which was the real heart of Jerry Falwell Sr. And it seems that the university is changing their culture. I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing. I just somehow feel that Jerry Falwell Sr. would not approve. I don't know. All right, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.